This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Inflation Reduction Act that became law last year is pushing Americans to make their houses greener by making eco-friendly purchases a bit more wallet-friendly, too. Among them, tax credits for rooftop solar panels of up to 30% of the cost. But going solar can come with its own challenges and unexpected costs down the road. Alana Samuels wrote about buying a house with leased solar panels already on it in time. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So your saga of the leased panels on your roof is a long one. Give us the short-ish version of how you came to this story.
Saga is the right way to describe it. I bought a house that had leased solar panels. We tried to the best of our ability to make sure that they were working before we bought the house and moved in. Moved in, got a high electric bill, found out that they were not actually working, even though the company told us that they were. And getting them fixed was not an easy part of the saga.
So what did you do?
Well, I did something that a lot of people can't do, which is I said I was a reporter and I wanted to do a story on it. And they got back to me right away. The more common thing for a lot of people with leased solar panels, especially if the company has gone out of business that installed it, like mine did, is they call and they wait and they wait and they call again and they wait. And that's what's happening to a lot of people. Fortunately for me, it only took a couple months to get it resolved, although it's not fully resolved. I did get some attention because I was a reporter.
The reason I wanted to talk to you about this is because while there are new incentives for solar and it is becoming more, you know, this is in air quotes, mainstream, back 8-10-ish years ago, because they were so expensive, these systems were often leased, and that's a whole financial arrangement in and of itself. And as you point out, it can be really problematical and expensive.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? There are still a lot of leases today. I think it's about 2/3 used to be leased, 1/3 are now leased. And the way that companies often finance these leases is they package them up kind of like they did mortgage-backed securities and they sell them. And so you have these leases kind of moving around the economy, and it's possible that the company that owns your leases does not have the best motivations to make sure that your panels are working to the best of their ability.
Yeah, and anytime you mention mortgage-backed securities, that just that raises all kinds of alarm bells. Also, something you said a minute ago, the company that put yours on went bankrupt, and you say in this piece a lot of these companies actually go under.
Yeah, it's kind of bananas how many companies installed solar panels at one point and are no longer around. But a lot of companies just don't make it because solar is expensive, and it's something that you really have to do right. So you see a lot of companies that tried this and it didn't work. That's, you know, companies that tried this 10 years ago and companies that tried this 1 year ago. And then you're left as a homeowner with panels from someone that is no longer around.
You sent a Freedom of Information request to the Federal Trade Commission to find out how widespread some of these problems are. What did you find?
Yeah, so the number of complaints to the FTC's database, it's kind of their fraud database that they share with a bunch of law enforcement agencies, has just skyrocketed since really 2020. There were about 5,000 complaints this year, and the year isn't even over. Last year, there were 4,000 in the whole year. So, you know, there's a lot of money out there with the Inflation Reduction Act, as you mentioned, but there's also a lot of bad actors who are really using this money to make well for themselves, but maybe not well for anyone else.
Let's get back to you and your solar panels. You said they're not quite working yet. How much longer until, and how much has it cost you to get them semi-working so far?
Well, the company doesn't seem particularly concerned because they're working pretty well. I think there's just like one or two that isn't online, and they have a lot of people who are calling them and saying, you know, my roof is leaking, my panels aren't working. You know, I consider myself lucky to have some of the panels working now and be getting some power from them.
Would you do it again?
Would I buy a house with a leased solar system? Yeah. I would try to avoid it. But, you know, it's really hard to buy a house right now. I mean, you've covered this a lot, but we were looking for a long time, and the cost of the solar panels were a tiny fraction of the cost of the house. So we didn't really think twice about it. You know, we've regretted that in the aftermath, but it's hard to make that be the thing that's going to stop you from buying a house, unfortunately.
Right. Alana Samuels, she's a senior economics correspondent at Time. Alana, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.